To move on now to our third story here on the top five, a British man from Portsmouth is the first person in the UK to be convicted of Syria-related terror offences. Mashadur Chaudhuri has been convicted of leaving Britain last October with the aim of joining Al-Qaeda-linked militants in Syria. The 31-year-old is among at least five others from Portsmouth who travelled to Syria last October with the alleged intention of joining insurgent groups fighting the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The judge told Chaudhuri that he could face a substantial custodial sentence and adjourned the case for probation reports. He will be sentenced on the 13th of June. Let's get more now from Narges Mobaleghi, our correspondent in London for us. So, Narges, we're hearing the first person, basically, in the UK being given these charges that are related to Syria. First of all, tell us about the public reaction to this.
Well, it is the first conviction, and that makes it particularly significant. In terms of public reaction, I think that when it comes to Syria, things get a bit complicated because what has happened is, of course, the British press here are very much pro-opposition and anti-Bashar al-Assad when it comes to the conflict in Syria, and there's no doubt about that. So the public rhetoric, or the rhetoric coming to the public from the media over the last few years, has very much been one in support of the opposition. And then there's this aspect of the opposition growing in number and really in complexity over the last few years of those Al-Qaeda militants, of European members of the public going to fight in Syria, and then of the British people that are going there. And of course, that's quite conflicting for a lot of the British public when they're trying to analyse what is actually going on in Syria. Even if you look at the reporting of this case, the press tries to balance out what has actually happened, which is here is a group of British extremists have gone to Syria to fight with an Al-Qaeda-linked group. But the words they use in the report is still trying to fulfil that wider rhetoric that there is on the Syria conflict, which is that Bashar al-Assad is the aggravator in this conflict. So it's confusing. It's also confusing and complicated within the British Muslim community. The police and the intelligence community will be hailing this as a victory because sources say that it was somebody from within the British Muslim community that warned the police that this group is going to Syria. And I think that it's very complex how the British Muslim community views at the Syria conflict, especially as things have gone on and become more complicated. It's not some sort of blanket view. Of course, really, the British Muslim community here has its grievances with the police, and they don't like the way that, in general, British Muslims are treated by the authorities. At the same time, many Muslims, regardless of where they fall in terms of who they support in this conflict, don't like the idea of these extremist elements and don't like the idea of people going over there to fight. So it is, of course, a complex situation, and this is an added nuance. Of course, we know that the estimates by authorities here is that about 500 British people have gone to fight in Syria, and they're either still there or they've come back. The fear is, of course, that they may come back and conduct some form of terrorist activity on British soil. Either way, these people have gone to Syria, and some of them are conducting terrorist activity, or at least terrorist training camps, as was the case in this particular scenario out in Syria.
Well, thank you very much, Narges Mobaleghi, correspondent in London there with the latest.